are carry. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. And I just spent a couple of weeks resting. My son and I decided to stay local this time. We didn't want to become weary from the travels that we have done in the past. We've talked about going to New York or even Las Vegas, going up to San Francisco as we have done in the past by the coast. But after checking the many hours in the car, we decided we want to rest this time. We want to stay local this time. We want to go to the beach. We want to go surfing here to our favorite places. And so we just want to enjoy the sunny days visiting the nearby beaches. So it was refreshing. It was hard at times for me to completely relax, to rest my mind from all the things that awaited me after coming from vacation or just all the things that I needed to do before vacation. And so it was hard. I think I emailed Shirley a couple times to check in, and she was like, just rest. Just don't worry. We got this. Sundays went well. And so it was. It took me a while to completely come to that mind of set where I can completely rest. And I think a lot of us, might be or share that sentiment of it's hard for all of us to get sometimes to let go of things that need our constant attention or situations that we have no control over. Sometimes it's hard for us to let go of those things that we have no control over. Jesus, in our gospel, was invited people to rest. I don't think he was inviting them to a two-week vacation by the beach, but he was inviting them to what Chad Martin in the Christian Sanctuary magazine called Sabbath Living, a place where we can spiritually rest, a time and a space where we can place upon Jesus all the things that worry us, all the things that we don't feel so good about, all the things that St. Paul mentioned, things that we know we should not do, but we do it because we are sinners. We are inclined to live in a selfish way, seeking our own benefit over others. So I definitely miss Sunday mornings with you, a time where we are called by Jesus to his table to rest in his presence, a place where we receive in exchange of our sin God's forgiveness and grace. Just to give some context of our scripture reading today, Jesus had gone to villages to proclaim the kingdom of God, a kingdom that proclaimed the love of God and the love of neighbor. And so he was invited them to a way of life that led to life, a life of freedom, free to love and serve God and the people. John the Baptist was also ministering to people, calling people to turn from their selfish ways. And Jesus was offering grace. Well, Jesus and John's ministry did not go so well. Their messages were not well received in these villages. And they both experience rejection. And like most of us, we do not, at least I do not, deal with rejection very well. So Jesus expresses some unhappiness in what we read, some disappointment towards the people, who says, to whom should I compare this generation? They're like children who just don't want to be part of the game. They don't want to respond to the game that we are invited them to play. So just as children do not respond to the game being offered, people also did not want to be part of the ministry that Jesus was offering. And I don't blame Jesus for feeling unhappy and frustrated, because I also, like I said, I don't deal with rejection very well. And as I was trying to imagine how that felt, Jesus feeling or facing rejection or experiencing failure in his ministry. I remember my early days of ordained ministry. Some of you know that my first few years of becoming a pastor, my first goal was to be a mission developer, a church planter in the state of Washington. I was called by our ELCA denomination and Synod to start a new church and to gather people in about 6 months for worship, people who primarily language was Spanish. And so here I was with no counsel, no staff, just me. And I decided that our worship should take place in a community center, which was a building that used to be a Catholic church who had moved away from the neighborhood to build a bigger building. And so this community was 90% Latino, and a big chunk of that community spoke Spanish. So I decided that I was going to hold services and worship services there. Katie, a pastoral intern from a nearby Lutheran church, wanted to experience what it was like to be a mission developer for a day. So Katie and I decided to visit the neighborhood and invite people from the neighborhood to a Sunday evening prayer service at this community service. So we decided to go door to door. I never in my mind would ever imagine myself going door to door, knocking at people's doors. You know, we Lutherans, we don't do that, right? That's not how we do evangelism or outreach. But here I was, my first years of ministry, door knocking, going with Katie, an intern. And within those interactions, some people really welcomed us, where they were polite. They were curious about the Lutheran church. Some even requested prayers, and that was very gratifying. But we also faced rejection. People who, as soon as they saw me wearing my collar, my pastoral clothes, they just said, "I'm not interested in what you have to say," or "I just don't believe in God anymore," and they just shut the door right in front of my nose. And it did not feel so good. It was discouraging, and it was emotionally, not good. So I think that's where Jesus was emotionally. John the Baptist also was in jail, and Jesus had just returned from visiting many villages. And people did not respond well to the message that he had to offer. You know, ministry sometimes is like that. We don't get the results that we hope for. And, you know, Jesus experienced that as well. So, but based on the prayers that Jesus offers to God, the people who rejected Jesus' message about the kingdom were proud people, people who sought to reach God by their own intellect, by their own efforts, by their own terms. And so that was the commonality that Jesus found in people who refused the message. To them, God could only be understood and reached by climbing on an intellectual ladder. But Jesus once again invites people and to us to a life with Jesus, to learn from him, to learn how to love others, but also when we become tired and when we do ministry and we feel like we have failed, Jesus comes and helps us carry that burden with us and says, "I've been there. I know what that is like. Ministry is hard." Today, Jesus invites us to place on Jesus' shoulder all our concerns, things that we cannot let go of, things that we regret, feelings of failure. And Jesus invites us today to rest in him, to let go of those things, to rest in his holy presence, a place to rest, a place of restoration, and ultimately peace. The promise that the gospel today provides us is that God in Jesus will continue to give us peace and rest, restoring us, enabling us through the power of the Holy Spirit for us to continue to proclaim that the kingdom of God is here among us in Christ Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. So, do not be discouraged that Christ is with us, walking a long way with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.